Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, Habaydik. Someone who's now checking the area of 20 amos around these three graves. Bodek amo al amo, umeiniach amo. When they're digging from those three graves to the end of the 20 amos, they don't need to entirely dig up the land straight. Rather, they can dig up one amo, a square amo, leave an amo, and then check another square amma. Achu megia lesela oyle basula, until he reaches an area which is stone only, so it's not possible that there's anyone buried there. Oyle basula, or if they can reach virgin ground, meaning land that you can tell by digging it so hard that it was never dug beforehand, one can rely on that alone to say that there's no mace over there. Hamaitzi esa afar mimkaim tuma. If someone is taking dirt from these 20 amos where they're checking. In other words, let's say a Kohen, although he's not supposed to, ended up being one of the people who are digging to ascertain the boundaries of this graveyard, to make sure there's no one within 20 amos. Eichel b'dimah, he's allowed to continue eating chuma. Of course, he should not have done it, but since it's a place where we don't necessarily assume that there are mesim, he can keep his chazakah of tahara and continue to eat chuma. Whereas, hamafakech bagal, someone who's helping remove the rubble from a building which had collapsed upon people, in that case, he cannot eat his chuma because we have to assume that there's a significant chance that there was someone who died underneath this collapse, and therefore the Kohen would lose his chazakah of being tahar. Mishnah Hey, Haya Baidek. If a person was checking the 20 amos, he now reached a stream. We would now assume that the graveyard would not have crossed the stream, so he does not need to keep on digging in that direction. Or if he reached a little pond, or if he reached a major road, a public road, we would assume that there's no one buried there, and mafsik, therefore he can stop checking in that direction. What if you had a battlefield? Many people were killed there or massacred there, and no one was buried, but simply you have bones now strewn all over. Malakit etzem etzem vakol tahar. In that case, all you need to do is gather the bones, and then the field would remain tahar, and we're not concerned about the tevusa, the dirt which was underneath the people, because that only applies to graves. It does not apply to situations where a person was killed and laid upon the ground. Let's say a grave which was adjacent to a field opened up, and the bones came out and fell into a person's field. All the person needs to do is collect the bones, and he does not, and everything's tahar. He does not need to take any dirt along with the bones. Bar shematilin l'teichai nefalim. If you have a pit which they throw fetuses into, oy harugim, or if dead people were gathered into such a pit, and now one is cleaning it out, malakit etzem etzem v'kol tahar. Again, only one needs to collect all the bones, and everything else is tahar, because since it's not considered an official graveyard, they simply, in a haphazard way, put the bodies in the pit. There's no gezeira of tevusa. Reb Shimon says, "Im hiskinai lekever metchila." Had that bar initially been designated to be a place to put dead bodies, yeshli tevusa, we would put tevusa there, even though currently it's only being used not for kavura, just as a place to collect the dead bodies. But since there was a intent to use it as a grave, in that case we would require the removal of the upper level of dirt to which may have absorbed bodily fluids from the dead people.